Hey everyone, welcome to the latest episode of the Secure D podcast. My name is Matt Fabris and I am Secure D. And Paul's back today. We talk about a whole bunch of different things, the Air Max 95 coffin, some of the upcoming releases. Paul, just like Rain Man, remembers every 15 minutes that he got a new shoe this month. When I asked him at the start of the podcast if he picked up anything and he couldn't think of a shoe, he just starts to mention all the biggest shoes of the entire month just sporadically throughout the podcast, like he had forgotten he'd bought them, which is kind of weird, but kind of wish I had that collection this month. But I also wanted to just throw out there that I am running a custom sneaker workshop for the first time in Australia this upcoming May 27th. It is at Memphis Gardens in Collingwood in Melbourne, in conjunction with Jacquard and Converse for the Serial Skillers program. So if you want to get involved, I think there's one or two spots left. Please jump online. You can find it through my Instagram, my blog, or the Serial Skillers website. We're going to do all custom sneaker basics, teach you how to paint shoes from start to finish, what the best practices are, and then hopefully by the end of the day, you will be fully equipped to be able to paint your own wearable custom sneakers. So pretty exciting. I've run this program overseas before, but this is the first time I've done in Australia. So if you're interested, please do jump online and get involved. So hope you enjoy the latest episode of the podcast. If you do have any questions, we have a topic suggested by a listener today. Use the hashtag SecureDPodcast on Twitter. We'll find it and throw it in the next episode. So thank you and hope you enjoy. What's going on, Paulie? How you doing?
Yeah, not bad.
What's been happening?
Just working. I shot my last wedding.
Oh yeah, it's winter now. You can't shoot. Well, it's nearly winter. You can't really shoot weddings this late, right?
No, me and Jason are stopping completely.
Oh really?
Yeah.
This is huge news. I didn't know that. You just dropped that. We've been talking for 35 minutes. You just dropped that as soon as we start recording.
Yeah.
Just over it?
Me and Jason just had kids.
So. Yeah. You're going to come out of retirement for your friends, Paul, down the track?
Most of the boys are married, right? Except for you. Yeah. We'll have to work something out. That's
Paul, there'll be free food. It'll be great.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay, well, that's huge news. So were you planning on stopping? Was this like planned? Or?
Yeah, because we've been saying no. Well, initially we started upping the price, but then people kept saying yes. Yeah. And then...
Oh, how terrible. Yeah. And then do you feel like you've just been undercutting yourself for the last like 5 years? You're like, I should have charged more.
I normally undercut myself anyway because I'm not really good with the upsell.
Yeah.
So,
but your photos are amazing. Like your wedding photography is legitimately good because I'd tell you if I thought it was shit.
Yeah. But, and then it gets to a point in which I can't say it with a straight face, you know. The last girl, we could have taken her for $10,000.
Yeah.
To shoot her wedding with nothing.
Just
she gets the photos and we were like, and I was like, I feel bad if I did this.
Yeah, well, I guess but there's got to be people out there that charge even more than that, right?
But I like to think I would be saying, I feel bad if I did this while making it rain.
Yeah. Out of your Supreme gun. No, well, yeah, wedding photography is crazy expensive, so that's no surprise. But
yeah, but we were just tired, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad to have a break. I mean, yeah.
Seeing the same stuff over and over, pretending that we've never seen it before.
Yeah, yeah, true.
You're sorry.
Yeah. But your photographs are awesome, though. Like, yeah. I mean, there's a difference between what you guys did and an average wedding photographer. Like,
yeah.
I just felt like there was just a lot more depth and detail in what you guys did.
We are, you know, we have won awards, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that, but that makes sense. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess we got to do any pickups. I don't think I picked up anything other than the golf shoe, the last Tyler shoe. I obviously know you got a pair because I got you a pair.
Yeah.
Have you bought anything else recently?
Yeah, I got a pair of LeBrons.
Which ones?
The LeBron 15. It wasn't the Fruity Pebbles. It was the Four Horsemen, which is basically the black version of...
Yeah. I gotta say, the 15 has been amazing.
Yeah.
It is the diamond turf, like all the iterations that have come out. The LeBron 15 has been maybe the best LeBron for like six, seven years.
The MX, the South Beach colorway.
So good.
And he's not releasing any of them.
Oh, a lot of them not coming out.
LPs.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. No, it has been unbelievable. Some of the colorways and the stories and the inspiration behind them, fucking, they're killing it.
Although, looking at the multicolor, I sort of realized that multicolor is actually kind of a stupid color shoe.
Yeah, it depends. I have a multicolor Flyknit trainer that I love.
It's a product of its time. Like,
Yeah,
you wear
true.
it now, you just.
Well, I don't care.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wear pink shoes, so
No,
I don't
I
really
wear
care.
pink shoes, but for some reason, that multicolor, especially the Jordan, I mean, the LeBron 15, it's kind of like a mid-cut boot.
Yeah, it
So you're
is,
wearing a
yeah.
multicolored mid-cut boot.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I expected, I don't know, like, I could never wear that shoe on the street personally, but I expected to see more of them on the street. I've never seen one.
No.
I've never seen anyone, even at basketball games, like, even playing basketball, I've never seen anyone wear a pair. But they sell it, it's still the highest selling sneaker in basketball at the moment.
But are LeBron's good to play in? I don't play basketball.
Look, I mean, to be fair, I stopped playing in LeBron's at the 11. I'm playing Kyrie's now, but yeah, they were always good for me. They're just a little heavy at times. Like the four was insanely heavy.
I just assumed everybody, because everyone's so small, plays like they want to be a point guard
Yeah.
or a shooting guard, and the LeBron shoe is not really
Yeah,
good for that, right?
yeah. Well, that's why the Kyries are incredible. The Kobes were killer. But while we're talking about basketball, I was gonna give a quick shout out to fucking the Utah Jazz today. Did you watch the
Yeah,
game? Oh
Joe
man,
Ingles.
Ingles and Dante Exum.
Yeah.
So Dante only allowed James Harden 2 points on 22 possessions that he guarded him on. That's insane for Harden. I haven't watched the game yet. I just follow stats at work. So yeah, I'm gonna watch it tonight after you leave. I'm gonna watch the whole game start to finish. So I can't wait.
Did you watch the Raptors game yesterday? I mean, yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Toronto because I really like DeMar DeRozan.
Did the Cavs win or did the Raptors
The
lose?
Raptors lost.
Yeah.
Well,
Well,
LeBron won.
yeah.
The Cavs didn't win. LeBron won.
Why can't you say it was because of their defense?
Yeah, because no one else on that team's any good at
Yeah,
the moment.
Well, J.R. Smith is doing what J.R. Smith was paid to
Isn't it
do.
funny how J.R. Smith just decides to play at this time of
He
year?
only plays this
He
time of
was
year.
no good during
No.
the season.
It's like, has he got a contract deal next year or
Who
something?
knows? Probably. The Pipe Lord would probably get his paperwork sorted out.
Yeah. So him and like Tristan Thompson all of a sudden
All of a
start to play?
sudden, bloody wins
Yeah.
them game seven. Tristan, I got up at 3 a.m. in the morning and watched that whole game
Yeah.
on a work night, Paul. That wasn't easy for me. I don't have kids. I don't get up in the middle of the night for nothing.
Yeah, I was watching that like while doing work on the computer, and I was just like, they're actually gonna win this. I thought they were done.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe they got through.
Although that Pacers series, it was LeBron versus five people.
It was. And then, if Oladipo had played better in that first half of game seven, and then even in game one, two, three, or four, then they probably would have got over the line. But
But moving forward, Oladipo can't be the number one option on the team.
yeah, but you got Miles Turner. You got like enough guys there, I think, for the moment. If you played like Utah does this year,
Are you all in on Miles Turner?
God no. God no.
Yeah,
I
so
was last year.
I, yeah.
Last year I was. And then this year, there's like 9 to 10 other centers that have gone way. Clint Capella, all these other guys that I'm like, oh, they're way better than Miles Turner.
The Pacers, are they on the up and up? I don't know if
They
they
might
are.
have peaked.
Do you think, because I think they're not on the up and up, I just think they played a really shit Cavs team.
Yeah, but they had a good season, India. And Oladipo is probably, I don't know if they've awarded it yet, but he's probably most improved this year. He has to be. Has to be.
Isn't LeBron the most improved player?
No, LeBron's just the MVP every year. They just don't give it
Because
to
he keeps improving, right?
him.
And
Yeah.
at this stage,
No, it'll go to Harden. We all know that.
yeah, it will.
All right, well, back to shoes. So tell me what happened with your
Oh, I got shadows as well.
your shadows. Only 8 stores in the country had those, Paul. I heard.
Is it?
8 Footlockers, maybe.
I got it on Nike Online.
Okay, yeah, I heard they were actually quite hard to get a hold of.
Is it?
Like in person, anyway. Like,
Yeah, I don't know.
yeah, I don't know. Yeah. And then for me, I don't know, no major pickups. I've been saving and painting and working. So I'm gonna show you these Voltron shoes I'm working
Yeah, I
on at the
saw
moment.
the
I've got them
Voltron
here. I
about.
haven't quite finished them yet, but
Yeah.
you'll see them a little bit more
Is it new
updated.
Voltron or is it old
Old
Voltron?
Voltron.
Does anyone like new Voltron?
I didn't even know there was a new Voltron
It's on
until
Netflix.
the guy I'm working on them with was like, not new Voltron. I was like, oh, cool. I didn't even know there was one. He's like, old Voltron. I'm like, yeah, cool. No problem. I just based it. It was really, really hard to get good pictures
of the feet front on, of Voltron's feet, because one shoe's yellow, one shoe's blue, like his legs. And it was really hard because I'm trying to frame the line face up without rooting it. Like you know,
actually, new Voltron, old Voltron is what I say about shoes in general. Why make new Voltron when everyone just loves old Voltron?
I don't know.
Why in like the new SB?
Oh, you just gave you gave me the bet. That was the best segue to the first topic ever.
Why give me a new version?
The Medicom SB Flyknit collar thing.
Whatever like, the fuck it is,
Elite.
Why give me that when
that all thing's I want hideous?
All I want is just a Dunk High or a Dunk Low.
I hate that shoe so much. I hate Flyknit collars though. I always have. I'll never wear them. Yeah. I can't stand them.
Because it looks like a sock.
It does. It looks terrible.
But that's what I'm saying. Why bother giving me this new tech when really I just want the old
fucking. And the thing, don't get me wrong, I can appreciate the tech. I can appreciate that people might like it. It's not for me. I don't like that sock thing. But that Medicom shoe is sick. I'm a toy nerd. Like
No one buying that shoe because of Medicom is buying that shoe for the tech.
Nah. What year did that come out, you reckon? 2003? 2002?
I can't remember.
It'd be in that vicinity of a couple years.
It's like the previous Medicom the black one?
Yeah.
But they fucking fucked with the midsole. Or something like that. Why?
Yeah, I don't get it. I think, like, just bring back what the people want, right? Like, everyone loves that shoe. That shoe's, like, one of the grails of SB. It'd be in the top 10 anyway.
Yeah.
So, I saw that and I sent it to you. I was like, we have to talk about that. I just, Flyknit collars. And to be fair,
the rating's like 4 flames.
Yeah, it's fucking Ice Age. There's no flames. I said that today. I was quite proud of myself. You're like, 1 flame. I'm like, nah, it's Ice Age.
I go, it's Ice Age the movie.
Yeah. Ray Romano wouldn't even wear that thing, man.
It is, it's a terrible shoe.
Yeah, I don't quite like it. But something I am excited that they're bringing back is I just saw before, they're bringing back the Curry Air Max 1. That's one of my favorite Air Max 1s.
Yeah, Andrew Nguyen's like, bitching about how he can't get the child version for cheap. He's so cheap.
Andrew,
if you're listening to this, you're cheap.
Andrew does listen to this, and he'll text you about that, I'm sure. I freaking love that shoe. Andrew finally got his Wetherspoons as well. I saw for like the little kids ones.
Yeah.
I really like the Curry. Blue and like tan, or blue and that yellow orange tan are such a good combo.
Yeah.
That might be something that gets my like wallet out, which is pretty rare these days.
I'm in Japan in a few weeks. I was thinking of trying to get it over there.
Yeah, without a 2 kilometer line again.
Yeah, or 5 kilometer, whatever.
Whatever it was, something insane.
Yeah. I did get the Levi's.
Oh, you got them after all that?
Yeah, I did end up getting the Levi's.
Nice. What are they like in person?
They're really nice.
Yeah?
They're actually really nice.
The execution looks good, but you can never really quite tell in pictures.
And I did get the Klopp Air Force Ones.
Fuck me, Paul. Oh, I forgot. What have you bought? Nothing much. Well, I got you golf. Okay, well, there's that. And then just those two.
Yeah, I got Shadows and then I got the...
I got Shadows, I got Levi's, and I got Klopp. Yeah,
and
great.
And the LeBrons.
Jesus, Paul. You sell all those, you could renovate my kitchen.
But two of those shoes I got from the employee store.
Ah.
Are we allowed to talk about the employee store?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I was there on Saturday. Yeah, Shadows?
Yeah. Yeah, nice.
No, they didn't have much. I was there. I was there on Saturday. I was hoping they had the.
Well, you know whose fault it is, right?
Don't look at me like that. I was hoping they had the pink React, Epic Reacts, like the men's ones. Yeah. I really wanted them, and they were all gone. But all the staff had them on. I was like, fuck. That gave me the shits. So I was like, that's the only thing I wanted.
Foot.
I'm not Paul. Why would I pay full price if I can get it for half price?
Well, you get it 40% off.
40% off. Yeah.
Yeah. Are we allowed to say it's 40% off?
Well, we did. I don't know. Well, there's a Nike employee store in Portland and everyone goes. I think everyone knows what an employee store is.
Well, no, the average schmo doesn't know there's an employee store.
Well, I'm not going to censor. I never censor this unless you try and get me in a lot of trouble, which we haven't done yet. I always finish too.
Because you know what I love about the employee store? That it's the door in the back of... Then you've got to press the intercom and they're like, what do you want? It's like, I want to go to the employee
store. It's not going
to
be there much longer, so we're not really blowing up anything because they're moving.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, there's a for sale sign out or like a rent sign out the front of the building I saw.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't know what's happening there. But that does lead me to another Air Max topic, which just made me laugh this week, which was the Air Max 95 coffin.
Yeah.
It looked pretty dope. Like... look, don't get me wrong, Paul. It's not going to look like a shoe. You have to kind of make it like a hybrid, right? Mm. But it made me laugh. But then it also made me think, is it going too far? And then, like, what is going too far? Like, I see people with Nike and Jordan brand tattoos. To me, it's probably going too far.
Yeah. Or the dudes with swooshes on their foot.
On their ankles and their feet. Yeah. It's probably too far. Yeah. Like, my cousin's got a Jumpman on the back of his neck. No, I wouldn't do it.
Is your cousin into drugs?
No. But the MX-95 coffin, it's kind of funny. It made me laugh. It got the guy fucking global headlines, so...
I sort of think, like, the kid who buys that is, like, a prisoner of the moment. Like, he died young.
Yeah.
And the family, like, he really liked Air Max. Give him a coffin.
But isn't a coffin just, like, the epitome of a waste of money? Really?
I don't know. I want to be cremated.
Yeah, me too.
I just want to be cremated so that nobody has to come visit me anymore.
Yeah, that too. And I don't want to be, like, in a giant lot of land with 1,000 other corpses that just, like, everyone drives past is miserable.
If there was a way that somebody could mix me into... like McDonald's soft serve so everybody could eat me, it would be amazing.
That's really creepy, Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really creepy, Paul. Yeah. I don't know what I want to... Where would I go? I plant me in like a cacti garden or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't want people to ingest me. I think that's weird. Oh my God, my favorite movie of all time. Anyway, moving on.
Like I'd either want to be cremated or if I was going to get buried, I want to go all out and like Carl Williams and have like the gold box.
Yeah, that's right. I wonder if you can probably decay in something like that.
Yeah, you will. You'll decay.
Yeah.
It's not hermetically sealed.
Yeah, true. It's still got like oxygen and whatnot, isn't it?
Was it all gold or was it just like gold pieces?
I assumed it was gold plated, like fake gold. Like, you know what I mean? Like not gold. I mean, Paul, like, you know, you can love someone, but spending that amount of money on a coffin.
Speaking of Air Max, did you see that kid that got bitten in the face for fake Air Maxes?
No.
In fucking Queensland, this kid, like, basically someone came up to him, wanted his TNs.
Oh, I saw a headline. I didn't see the video.
Yeah. The guy literally attached onto his cheek.
Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. Like, fucking Silence of the Lambs, like Hannibal Lecter style.
Yeah.
Wow. Was it a junkie?
No.
What?
They just wanted his shoes.
And they bit him. Instead of punching anything else, they bit him.
Yeah, I guess.
What a fucking creep. Dude's like a vampire.
Yeah, and then on top of it, they were fake.
Oh my gosh.
The kid bought those TNs in Bali.
Oh, that's so good. So the funny thing about Tailwinds and like TNs is we used to call them Jailwinds when I worked at Nike because they were the number one shoplifting item in the store. Mm. It makes me laugh that they're popular again. I had a pair. I think the only pair I've ever owned, I owned in like 97. Mm. But it just... Yeah, I mean, every junkie you used to see in the area used to always have those shoes on. Like,
the TNs?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know why though, right?
Yeah, one guy told me. I asked a guy who was pinging his balls off when he came into the store. I'm like, what is it about TNs you like so much? He's like, oh man, when I'm like all high. That's my junkie voice. He's like, oh, my shoes just look like they're changing color and shit. Like he was like tripping out. He liked the lines and stuff. Well, that's what this junkie told me. I don't know anymore.
The drug dealer shoe of choice because it's the most expensive Nike shoe available.
Well, it's not anymore. It's not anymore.
But like, if you go into a regular Foot Locker, it's the most expensive shoe you can buy.
Well, I also like my junkie's story. I think that was good. I like the idea that he looks at his shoes and they're melting. I think that's pretty dope.
The junkie probably, but for the drug dealer, it's because it's the most expensive
shoe you can buy. Junkie also told me he could run sideways on like the side of buildings. So like, he was like having a great day.
I love junkies. When I was working at the hospital and, you know, I used to work in nuclear medicine, like, we have to inject radioactivity into people.
Yeah.
And... Junkies would come in and they'd run out of veins. And one junkie once said, I can inject, I've got one vein left. It's in my eye. It's like,
I've seen videos of people injecting heroin into the corner of their eyes.
Yeah. And we were like, and he's like, I can do it for you. I'm like, all right, cool. You do it. And I'm watching him and he's tissued it. So it's starting to blow up in his eye.
Oh my God.
You're not in, man. You're not in. And he's like, no. I do this all the time. I know I'm in. Trust me. I know I'm in. And we're just watching him. We're like, no, it's not in, man.
Oh my God. Wait. But. Won't that radioactive material sit in his tissue and fucking poison him then?
It won't sit in his tissue and poison him, but it'll have a buildup of radioactivity in that area, so it's killing his tissue, theoretically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus, Paul, you're a savage.
But you know what? He's on drugs. That is the least of his problems, right?
Yeah, I saw this fucked up video once on the Collingwood flats and this girl like injected heroin in the corner of her. I was like, Jesus Christ, I've never seen that before. But that guy was hilarious. But yeah, TNs and that, I haven't seen that video, but I can't believe they're back so hard at the moment. Like they were always popular in America. Like they were a pretty premium shoe over there. But down here, it was just
they
funny.
They referenced it in that recent sneaker news. Was it sneaker news? one of the YouTube videos things.
Oh, I don't watch any of that stuff.
And but they were talking about how TNs were popular in Australia. So I didn't think TNs were popular in America. I know they're popular in Europe.
Yeah, so it's like over in America, they're not super popular, but they're seen to be like a premium Air Max. Like that's kind of, I guess, and that's my understanding. Like I'm sure people who listen to this in America will correct me for being wrong. But like I always thought it was like seen to be a premium Air Max. Like that was it. So Air Max Plus was just like a premium shoe. It wasn't like necessarily collectible or anything. It was just...
Because when I was on my honeymoon, those Kwai 54 5s, first one came out.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, they hit the factory.
Yeah. Here? I thought we only got 8 pairs.
I can tell you they hit the factory because I worked there.
Yeah, so I was in Paris and like in Melbourne, people were lining up apparently.
Yeah.
And in Paris, I got there and I was like, do you have the Kwai 54.5? And he goes, yeah. I go, my size? And he pointed to the back and there were like rows of them.
It's so funny when you hear stories like that. It's like when the Australians are losing their shit over NMDs and you go, do you all know they're like 60% off in Europe?
Yeah.
Like everywhere? No,
yeah. But in Europe, the TN, they released the, is it the Tiger?
The Tiger's dope, yeah.
Yeah, they were releasing those and dudes were lining up for those. It was like, only there.
Yeah, but I think it's funny you mentioned Jordan. We've mentioned Jordan like 5 times. I didn't think like 3 months ago doing podcasts again, we'd be talking about Jordan, but I saw the Raptors 4.
Do you like it?
See, I like the Raptors and I like the Jordan 4. It's probably not exactly what I would have wanted. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's still a bit plain. Like,
I don't actually see the Raptors.
No, that's my point. No, I agree. No, that's kind of my point. Like, there's no real call out to the jersey or anything like that. I think
is that why they call Raptors 4? Because
it's got Drake's logo on the tongue too.
Oh no, but I thought the Raptors isn't the Raptor 4 like based off the Jordan's 7 Raptors colorway?
Oh, no. I thought it was
talking about that blue one.
No, it's just black with the red midsole. Yeah, it's Toronto Raptors, I thought.
I thought it was based off the Raptors, like the Jordan's 7 Raptor colorway.
No,
it's black and it's that colorway.
Yeah, I know, but it has Drake's signature on the logo, on the tongue. So maybe we're both right. I don't know.
Did you see Drake try to take on Kendrick Perkins?
Drake's an idiot.
Yeah.
Drake also needs to stay out of people's huddles. Yeah. You are not a basketball player. Just because you're rich and narcissistic doesn't mean you're entitled. Like, sit your ass in the chair, Drake.
Yeah. Kendrick Perkins will fuck you up.
Oh, I ain't fucking with Kendrick Perkins. Oh, man. I think it's so funny that, like, Kendrick Perkins is technically on a bench again after being on Area 51 all season. But, like, Jesus. Of all the guys on the bench... You pick Perkins. Like, Perkins looks like he's angry eating breakfast.
I have a theory that if you have Kendrick Perkins on your team, you lose. Except for that one Boston team.
I was just about to say, what about? And
you just could. And it's weird because he's in a Tom Brown suit because LeBron bought them all Tom Brown suits.
So I saw that. Did you see Isaiah Thomas post? He's like, I remember getting fitted for those suits. Where's mine?
Maybe you should have, like, scored more.
Yeah, or, like, not been a pain in the ass and not been, like, foot.
Criticize every... Oh, that being said, what's wrong with Kevin Love?
He's just not that good. He's just not that good. No?
I don't know.
Yeah.
How did he drop off that much?
It's a lot easier to be the best person on a shit team than it is to be best person on a great team.
But he wasn't shit like...
No. He would still be like a 20 and 10 guy.
He's not doing that right now.
Nah, he's not. But he's had... he said that he's had like... I don't know if it's depression, but like... emotional issues. Because his teammates all called him out for being soft and stuff.
Well, Isaiah called him out.
A whole bunch did. Apparently the whole locker room like went at him too.
But I think it was Isaiah and Wade.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Well, both of them are gone and he's still there, so...
Yeah. Although, like, I see everyone giving LeBron shit because he, like... They blame him for getting rid of Kyrie, which I don't know how that works.
Yeah, no.
But who won that trade now that Kyrie doesn't play either?
Yeah, I know.
I think the Cavs won because they've just got that Brooklyn pick.
They got the pick. It's all about the pick. And this draft is legit.
Do you remember that Wiggins draft? They said that was legit and nobody...
Well, you know what? We just experienced the best draft since LeBron's draft. This draft is the best draft since LeBron's draft by far.
This one?
Absolutely. Outside of Tatum, Donovan, and Lonzo, right? You've got Jonathan Isaac, OG Anunoby, Bam Adebayo. You've got so many... who's the dude for Chicago?
I can't take OG Lauri Markkanen. Like, legitly because...
his name's OG?
Yeah.
He's so good on D, though. But, like, you know, Lauri Markkanen, like, you got so many legit guys already 1 year in. I think this draft has so much, like, superstar potential. A lot of drafts, you get a lot of like good fourth guy, good fifth guy. This draft has so much superstar potential.
And at the start of that Raptors game, they said OG was going to be the LeBron stopper.
Yeah. He's a rookie, man. Like, shit. Like, he did a good job, though. He had moments. Like, he did have moments.
Ben Simmons going to win Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, he has to. If they gave it to Donovan Mitchell, I'd be pretty pissed off.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell's t-shirts that, like, define rookie are petty as fuck.
I like it. I like
that. They're so petty. And it's clearly Adidas taking shots. Yeah. Adidas have even got logos on Ricky Rubio's jumper. But here's the thing, right? For me, Ben has MVP potential. Donovan doesn't. Donovan has all-star potential. And the reason they're different, at least at this point in time, 1 year in each, Ben Simmons controls the ball and the play of his team. Donovan Mitchell doesn't. Ben Simmons averages way more points, assists, and steals, and blocks.
Stats are better.
Donovan is a flat-out scorer and a superstar, but he's also short, so his career potentially isn't going to be as long. How many Westbrooks is there?
But if Ben Simmons had played one more game last year, he wouldn't have been eligible this year.
Yeah, why do you think they sat him? They're tank experts in Philadelphia. They knew exactly what they were doing.
You watch, if they lose game two, the wheels on the 76ers bus is going to fall off really quickly.
Nah, they won't. I reckon they'll do the Celtics in 6-7.
Do you think the Cavs can sweep the Raptors?
No way. No way.
I bet you if they win game two, they'll sweep them.
Maybe, only because they've had their hearts broken.
Yeah,
like,
mentally destroyed.
Yeah, but you got a pretty tough... Like, DeMar DeRozan's a pretty tough guy. Jonas Valanciunas, pretty tough guy. I don't know. Who thought we'd be talking about basketball the
whole time? I was watching that game, and all I was thinking was, in the fourth quarter, when Kyle Lowry had the ball, I was like, please, God, give it to DeMar DeRozan. And they did, and I was like, so happy, because I know he would brick it.
Oh, shut up. DeMar's the man. What are you talking about?
They couldn't stop Kyle Lowry driving to the basket.
Yeah, yeah. But DeMar was like top 13 on PR for the season, like three quarters of the season.
DeMar DeRozan is stupid because he's king of the mid-range jumper.
Yeah, but he extended out to the three-point line this year, Paul.
Are they winning?
Well, they got to the second round.
Yeah.
Against the greatest basketball player of all time.
Oh, so you agree he's the greatest basketball player of all time?
We're not going to do that in this podcast, but yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to more footwear
stuff.
Do you
think he'll be crucified if he drags his shit team to the finals and loses and he gets swept?
That's what I hate about this, right? People crucify him for that. He dragged Delonte West.
Yes.
Zaza
Pachulia.
No. The giant.
Zilgauskas.
Yeah. Go look at the shit kicker teams he dragged to finals.
The Booby Gibson,
he's a fucking god. If you go look at what teams he won with, like all star centers, point, like, you know, Wade, like Bosh. He's won when he's had like significant talent around him. Go look at him. Like if you don't have an all star point guard or an all star center, it's pretty fucking hard to win a championship.
Except for that Dallas year, he's always been the underdog, isn't he?
Yeah. What is he, 2-6 or something? But, I mean, look, if you take...
He's got three titles.
Three, whatever. Like, the only argument people ever have for me for Jordan being superior is, yeah.
Yeah, but then Jordan doesn't... If Jordan has a shit team, he doesn't get there.
I think the other thing to take into consideration before we go down this deep, dark hole of this argument is that all the off-court stuff that LeBron has is stunning. Yeah. His charity work, his community work, his whole career of no scandal. You know, still like a fan, like great family man. Like, not that Jordan isn't a couple of those things, but I mean, it's incredible for a kid who was famous at 15 to turn out the way he has. Yeah. Outspoken, like, I think it's amazing. I think his career is incredible. But I think, you know, people who hate on LeBron hated him because of the decision. Well, that was a bad PR move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was just bad PR move. And the money he got from that, he donated to charity.
I don't even think people hate on LeBron because...
They definitely did at the time. Yeah,
but I think people just hate on LeBron because they don't want to let go that Jordan is the best player.
Yeah, but here's the other thing too, right? LeBron has a 28-7-7 game. And people aren't impressed.
No.
If DeMar has 28-7-7, I lose my shit. I'm like, DeMar had 7 assists.
Yeah.
Like, people just take his greatness for granted. And I think we'll look back on it and go... Fuck me, he was amazing.
To be fair, he also does say in the interviews and stuff that you guys take my greatness for granted.
Does he?
He did when he lost the Dallas thing.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Yeah, look, it's hard. It would be hard to say he would be less great than the best of all time.
I don't understand the six ring thing, because if it's a six ring thing, then why isn't Bill Russell the best?
Yeah. It's a hard argument to make. I don't know. Like, I think it's, it, you know, and the easy out is you can't compare eras.
Yeah.
But
did you see the other, yesterday, fucking Charles Barkley has backtracked today about punching Draymond Green in the face?
Yeah, well, we all want to do that. I didn't see either. I didn't see the comment or the backtrack. I saw the headline today about backtracking, but I don't know what it was in context to. But that's something I've said 1,000 times, so I can understand it. Draymond Green's my number one on my all shit list in the NBA. He's my starting center on the shit list. I can't stand him.
What's funny is that the guy who he was arguing with was Rajon Rondo, who I would like to punch in the face as well.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get back to footwear, Paul. Yeah, we've gone on basketball way too long. I wanted to talk about the M2K, the Nike like Monarch 2, basically.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Unnecessary.
Unnecessary. But I will say the Puma Spectra has sold out. Like, you know, that
shoe has sold out?
Yeah, it sold out at Cabinet Noir. And that was honestly the only site I checked.
How many did Eddie get?
I don't know, maybe 18, 36, 54, who knows? But like not hundreds, but I don't know. Anyway, and then I really like the Puma Thunder Electric.
Yeah.
I think that thing looks cool.
Do you think Cabinet Noir sold out because the Puma shoe is hot or because it's Perth and there's nothing else to buy there?
No, that's bullshit. There's heaps to buy in Perth. There's actually heaps of dope stores in Perth. Lo-Fi, Howl, there's plenty. But I will say it's a $180 looking Balenciaga shoe. That's probably why it's sold out.
Probably.
So you got the M2K, the Puma Spectra, the Thunder Electric, Balenciaga. You got all these dad shoes. This trend's kicking on harder than I thought it would.
Told you it would.
No, I know. I think we all I don't think I disagreed that I thought it would, but I didn't think the sportswear brands would get behind it as hard, if that makes sense. Like, I thought it might stay in high fashion.
Yeah.
But the M2K has proved that a fucking Monarch, which is in all boutiques across the country, which is a great tongue-in-cheek moment for Nike.
But they haven't released a lot of colorways in that.
No, well, they're only up to like their second or third.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's going
to
do well.
Then why do you need to release the Monarch 2?
Oh, no, the Monarch itself will never have additional colors. It should in any way. And all those colors you've seen have existed before.
What about the JW Anderson one?
Is that real? Is it like coming out?
His runway?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's real and coming out or not. But yeah, the M2K I think is cool. The dust pink version's really nice. I like dust pink, like pale pink.
I wouldn't buy any of their shoes.
No, I wouldn't buy them either. If I, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, I'd wear that Thunder Electric though. I
got the Yeezy 500 as well.
Fuck, Paul. Just rip out every big shoe of the last 2 months.
I forget.
How do you forget? Fucking hell, Paul. Jesus Christ. Anyway, and I also saw that Puma's doing a Bobito 50th anniversary Puma suede. I think that's fucking dope. I like Bobito. I'm happy he keeps getting collabs.
Is it like a mac and cheese colorway?
It's like a light orange, yeah. I thought it was dope.
Do you think the Yeezy 500 is a dad shoe or a tech shoe?
They call it a dad shoe. It's categorized with all the shoes I just mentioned before.
Oh.
What are they like in person?
They're really nice.
Yeah?
They're super nice. But I thought it was a dad shoe, but then in person, because of the underneath, it's kind of like that Crazy 8.
Yeah.
Like, bold thing and stuff. I think it's kind of more tech shoe than dad shoe.
Yeah, I think you can be both though, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, no one's buying it for tech.
Yeah. No one. I wonder if Kanye has killed himself with all this outlandish shit he's doing.
I can't help but feel like it's all scripted and pre-planned. Like, that thing at TMZ... The guy, the other the African-American reporter who had a crack at him about his slavery comments.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that was scripted.
Did he say that or did he... Because I know that he's referencing that other black chick that has that,
no,
that
he
believes that.
He said it.
Is he saying... But did he say that all black people choose to be slaves?
No, slavery was a choice.
Or slavery was a choice. But is he saying that he agrees with the other lady?
Look, I got plenty of better things to do with my time than watch fucking Kanye interviews. That's what I saw him say.
There's that hour interview with Charlamagne the God. I haven't watched it.
2 hour.
Oh, it's 2 hours? Yeah, I haven't watched it.
I ain't watching that. And I don't mind Charlamagne in the odd occasion he doesn't give me the shits because he's a bit of a dick.
Yeah, but I don't... I watch it because I like the outlandish shit that Kanye says.
Yeah.
Like, that one that before that with the, is it the English guy or whatever?
Yeah.
He's just saying crazy shit everywhere.
But I think it's like, is he legitimately mentally ill or is he a low-key genius? Because it's impossible to do anything and not talk about him in our environment. Yeah.
But the previous interview was funny because he was talking about how people were going to make fun of him for being too honest and thing. And then fucking Jimmy Fallon goes and makes fun of him with that kid skit.
Yeah.
And it's like you validated what he just said. It's kind of stupid.
Yeah, but even like, you know, John Legend had a go at him about the Trump stuff. Then they posted pictures of him and John Legend like the next day. Yeah. And it's like...
But he only does it when he's about to release an album.
Well, that was going to be my next point. Like, he's doing it for a reason. He's getting global press every day. And he's got 3 or 4 albums on Good Music coming out in the next couple of months. Him and Cudi have got an album. Pusha T's got an album.
Did you see how he posted a photo with a Pharrell Williams-esque lineup of the Yeezy
350? Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I wish they'd do that. Just release every fucking colorway under the sun.
Yeah, literally release 10,000 pairs in Australia on a day. Just go ham.
Let's go. Everybody can have a fucking shoe.
Yeah, good. Yeah. I might actually get a pair then. I'm still sad I didn't get the zebras just because I like zebras so much. But
didn't you get the blue tints? It's just a zebra with a blue tint.
No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't buy Yeezys, but. And I've got a custom workshop coming up, which I wanted to plug in this as well.
Yeah. What's that about?
So I've done them overseas before and I've never done one in Australia. So there's a new artist gallery in Collingwood called Memphis Gardens. And I'm working with Michael Peck, who's running a new program called Serial Skillers.
Yeah.
And it's basically, it's a workshop program. So there's like resin jewelry and all sorts of things you can do, like Japanese ink drawing and whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just like I've known Michael for a little while and it's just a good opportunity for me to be able to like sort of teach some people how to paint shoes properly. So I think, you know, I enjoy the teaching aspect of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's sponsored by Jacquard. It's sponsored by Converse. So people pay, they rock up, they get shoes in their size. The paint's all supplied. Paint brushes are supplied.
Are you going to actually be doing the painting?
No. They're painting. I'm like teaching the class. Like, so basically
So it's like real life. Like here, like you've got those two dudes in the office right now painting.
No, if I had two people painting full time, Paul, I'd have a nicer house than this. But no, so it's basically 20 people. I think we've got 1 or 2 spots left. And legitimately 1 or 2, like when people say that there's like 19 out of 20 left, like we've sold like 18 already, I think. Yeah. But
I can't believe your mum bought 19 spots.
I know. It was so nice. Like, my whole family's coming. It's a whole family outing.
And your dad's like, why do I have to pay this?
Yeah. My dad's like, this is bullshit. He sat in my lounge room painting shoes for 10 years.
I'm paying money to do something.
I watched this idiot do it for 8-10 years. No, it's good. So like it's whole start to finish. So like I'll teach them why you acetone, like what the point, like how that like affects the material, what paints to use, like what brushes to use.
Remember how at the start of the year that there was that Air Force One they sold it at fucking Foot Locker with the dude fucking doing the
stencil? Fibs. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder how many of those shoes, the paint's still on it.
Probably not many.
No.
I heard that they did something to help the bonding happen there because I raised that to someone who worked in a similar area at the time. Like
they probably told them not to wear it.
Yeah. I think I know 1 or 2 people with a pair, so I should ask them. But yeah, so the whole point of this is
Lucas
like...
Blackman owns 2 pairs.
Yeah, right? Yeah, he does too, actually. So yeah, he owns 2 pairs.
Didn't he get a white and a black pair?
Maybe, I'm not sure. But so the whole point is just like, you know, it's a 6-hour class. We'll work on half a pair. So you can sort of walk out of there with half a pair done and then you can sort of complete the other half on your... Or if you're fast enough, you do it, you know, both pairs at the same time. But I'm just excited about it. I like teaching. It's something a bit different and we'll probably do it another 2 or 3 times this year just based on how popular it's been. So, it's just cool, man. So that's May 27th.
So I'm assuming they're just painting colors, right? You're not teaching them to fucking paint.
No, like, I mean, it's impossible to teach someone like art theory and how to paint in 6 hours, but it's more just practical, like how you go about doing custom sneakers efficiently, appropriately, and making them wearable. And then basically walking them through painting their first pair of shoes, which is there. And if you are more experienced, just more technical stuff like design structure, paneling structure, like all that sort of stuff.
But then like, say for example, if they want to draw or like paint something on top of a base color.
Yeah.
How are they going to do that in that time? Because you have to paint the base color, wait for it to dry, and then...
Yeah, so we'll have heat guns there so the paint can dry a bit quicker. Yeah. But the other thing is too, like I've got a bunch of mock designs I've done, so I'm going to encourage people not to try and paint the whole shoe black and waste 3 hours doing that. The idea is to like paint a pattern or a logo or a character or a name or whatever you want on the shoe to try and like make it obtainable within 6 hours.
I really hope... I'm really hoping that some guy goes into your thing, dips his shoe into paint, and then everyone else follows suit, and you just, and then they're like, I'm done.
I get really angry.
Yeah.
It's like Chris Brown all over again.
Fuck you.
I'll never forgive Chris Brown for that.
Chris Brown did that? I thought Sean Witherspoon did the dipping thing.
No. So back like three years ago, Chris Brown at an art exhibit for Kit Robot dipped his Air Force Ones in paint and put the print of the sole on the toy, like just, you know, and Ron English said that he was the future of pop art and a real artist. And I went and sold all my Ron English toys the next week, except for one, which I painted and a custom with two black eyes and bloody knuckles, because Chris Brown had just beaten up Rihanna like 2 years prior to that or a year before. And then Ron English actually liked my post on Instagram. So I thought that was funny. Yeah, so that's cool. And then I guess the last thing I've got here is someone actually wrote in a question. I always say like, if you've got a question for us to talk about, put like hashtag Secure D podcast.
He's like the only guy that listens. We should know his name. So
Avery Rodriguez. Yeah, it's maybe
that's
he's
a
one
fake
of,
name.
That's a real name. I checked. No, he's been a long time supporter of mine. So thanks, mate. But his question is, there's like a 2-part question. And his question was, are we at an all time hype high right now?
No.
And what do you think the scene will be like in the next, you know, 1 to 5 years? So you don't think we're at an all-time hype. I think we've already passed it.
Yeah.
I feel like we're an all-time hype high like 12 months ago.
No. Well,
even like a little bit less.
The all-time hype high was when people were lining up for days for shoes, right?
Yeah. And that's what I mean. Like 12 months ago, like maybe a year and a half. Maybe a year and a half ago.
I think the raffle thing sort of killed the hype a little.
Yeah, but I mean, violence killed the fucking lineup, to be fair. There's been a lot of violence in lineups in Australia in the last couple months.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. But I think, I personally think, like, not to say it won't get bigger again in the future, but I definitely think it's not as hype today as it was a year and a half, 2 years ago. I think that Jordan peak, right when Yeezy started taking off, that was for me like hype high. Because there was like a banger collab for 2 or 3 brands every weekend.
And Jordan was releasing every colorway all of a sudden.
It was like, you can have one.
You missed out on this colorway? Have that colorway.
Yeah. I think right now, like there's weekends that go past and there's no lights. No. That's pretty rare.
And you know, like, now, if you really wanted those shadow Jordan ones, you could get them.
Yeah, so I reckon we've passed it. Not to say it won't happen again, but I also think the critical mass, right, which is that, like the mum and dad, the brother that doesn't care about shoes, they all bought the Stan Smiths, they all bought Van Old Schools, they all bought whatever. So they've got their 4 or 5 pairs, like when they were peripherally interested, you know? Yeah. So those people aren't out buying Air Max Theas for girls or, you know, what, like all these like bits and pieces of that second tier product line that's available in the market.
Like one of my boys last year got into sneakers and managed to buy, I think somewhere between 40 to 60 pairs of just Ultra Boosts.
Holy shit.
Anything with Boosts, so Ultra Boosts, NMDs and stuff like that, all collabs. And I'm just like, you need to branch out or you're going to find out that you're going to hate this in a year.
Yeah.
And he does. He's stuck with them.
Yeah, and I think that's what's happened. A lot of people are sort of stuck or they've woken up 2 years later and they're like, oh man, I have 40 pairs of shoes all of a sudden.
I kind of wanted to go to the Sneaker Freaker swap meet just to see if it was just tables and tables and tables of
Ultra Boost. Yeah, I didn't get to go. I had stuff on, unfortunately, all day and I didn't get to make it. But yeah, I'll definitely go next time. I reckon that's inevitable.
My problem was that I was shooting the wedding on the Saturday.
Yeah.
And they moved it to a Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. Weird. Like Sundays are so much easier.
Yeah.
And I guess the second part to that is like, what do you reckon it'll be like, I guess, 1 to 5 years? So I'll go 5 years because 1 year, who cares? Like,
in 5 years, people will still be buying Jordans. They'll still be buying Air Force Ones.
They'll still be buying Air Maxes.
I don't think people will be buying NMDs anymore.
No way.
I think the Roshi run will make a comeback.
The Roshi 2?
Or the Roshi 2.
Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? That's what I mean. Like, they'll release a second one. Well, here's the thing, right?
Will they release a second one? You can't really, like, fix that design. That design is pretty much...
M2K.
Yeah, but they added extra panels on that. But the Roshi run is pretty much perfect the way it is.
Yeah, it is. With that. Here's my thing, right? I think classic sneakers take over again in the next 2 to 3 years. So, because everyone's got NMDs, everyone has Jordans,
But I said that to you today, and you said you were going to fight me on it. I said, why bother designing new ass tech when really the average sneaker consumer doesn't want new tech.
They absolutely do, Paul, because that's what's advertised and marketed by the company, because that is a clear and obvious and distinct story from a marketing perspective. And new tech, even in the casual scene of the streetwear or like footwear market, is extremely important for them to get behind. What do you put in the windows of Foot Locker? You're not going to put this, a white Air Force One for the 50th time.
Foot Locker always has a white Air Force One in the window.
From a marketing perspective. So what do? You do the Air Max 270, right? It's in every freaking window in the country. That shoe's killing it right now. That's why you release new tech. It's the biggest Air Max bag ever. So what happens after that? You do the Flyknit 270, bang, straight, look, goes bananas.
Follow. If we were to go with that theory, then why make the Air Max 95 with a Vapor Max bottom? Why make the 97 with a Vapor?
Because it's new. You don't have to tell the same story all the time. It's new.
It's not really.
Blade Runner director's cut is not the theatrical cut. Really new. It's new, but it is new, Paul. It's a new colorway and it's a new shoe. It has a new SKU. It's a new shoe.
That's like saying that new Air Max 90 Air Max 1 thing is new. Have you seen that? It's an Air Max 1 upper with an Air Max 90.
I low-key liked it. I was like, that's new, Paul. It's a new shoe. All hybrids are new.
But I was saying to you, you remember how you said that the Air Max 90 is the midsole?
I don't know if I said that, did I?
You said like...
They're identifiable by the midsole, right? Yeah.
But I said the Air Max 90 can't be an Air Max 90 without those like plastic...
The side panels. Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, they put it on the Air Max 1, and when you look at it, you don't go Air Max 90. You go, it's a weird-looking Air Max 1.
Oh, I definitely see it. Well, I go, it's an Air Max 1, Air Max 90. Like, I don't...
Yeah, I do that too, but yeah. It's more Air Max 1 than Air Max 90.
I take your point. I think aesthetically, you go, I don't know, I always look at the midsole. Like, because I've worked in footwear for 12 years.
But if they did it the other way around, if they got an Air Max 90 upper and they put an Air Max 1 midsole...
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
You wouldn't go Air Max 1, you go Air Max 90.
Or Air Max Lite or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. All right, fine. Yeah, that one. But the Air Max Lite only had one panel instead of two.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I think for me...
Is that a deep dive? Do people even know what an Air Max Lite is?
I don't know.
Why do I know what an Air Max Lite is?
Because they were really popular in about 2007. But it's kind of funny because I think classic shoes come back. Inevitably people are buying Chuck 70s at the moment, Vans Old Schools.
Do you think the Air Max 90 Ice thing is going to come back? I don't think so.
No, probably not. But,
do you think a Chuck of Flyknit is going to come back?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think it'll be a new Flyknit. I think there'll be new Flyknit. There'll be like Flyknit 2. Yeah. That's what I put my money on. I put my money on that next year. I think that's the next thing.
Do Flyknit still sell?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think it has the cachet. I mean, Chuck's had Flyknit. Flyknit's probably been out for 4 years, 5 years.
No, it's got to be more than that.
It's got to be. But maybe 5 years. Let's just say 5 years for the sake of it.
Yeah.
But so like, yeah, obviously it's not as exciting as it was 5 years ago. So you got to come up with something new. They'll come up with something new. It's Nike. Like, it's what they do.
The Flyknits came out 7 years ago, right?
Well, I don't know. I was guessing. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, like either way, it's not last year. So is it still popular? I think it's a good way for Nike to update existing shoes, but...
Can we agree that the React bombed?
No, it didn't bomb. We fought about this in the last podcast. It did not bomb.
The new colorways are still available.
Yeah, because it's a general release.
Yeah, but fucking Adidas released general releases and they sold out like smack. Ultra Boost.
Yeah, it's a different shoe.
It's not an Ultra Boost killer. Let's put it this way or that way, right?
Yeah, but I never said it was.
But it was marketed as an Ultra Boost killer.
In slang, yeah, but not as like
they can't go out and say, look at this, this is the Ultra Boost killer, but it was their Ultra Boost killer.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And it's going to be huge. That material will be big for them moving forward.
I think that Epic React, they will make one more set of colorways max and then they're done.
I disagree.
And then they're going to either move to an Epic React 2, try to reskew it again, or they are going to strap it all together.
The React foam is already in other shoes.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm saying the Epic React.
I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It could be like the Moray, where it's just done and gone.
Yeah, I think it's dead. I don't think that shoe was good. And that Kobe ADV thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That came and went. Nobody seemed to give a shit.
I thought that was amazing.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was going to like...
Her shoe was so good.
But I thought that shoe was going to like explode, but did it?
I don't know. But that 360 fly knit, holy shit. That was so sick. But yeah, I don't know. I want to get my hands on a pair. That seems like a shoe I have to functionally wear. Anyway, this podcast has gone super late. Where are we going to be in 5 years? There's still going to be a shitload of shoes. Nike's going to be the number one brand. Adidas will be number two. Everyone will be fighting
for three to five. Do you think Adidas can sustain its number two spot?
They have for 30 years.
Oh, yeah, I guess they are, right?
Critical mass at this point in time.
Didn't Reebok have a phase?
Not even close to number two. Oh, maybe like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But not any time recently. Like Under Armour have lost. Like they're not going to push for top two. Maybe in unit sales. Skechers probably fucking unit sales will beat them.
But Under Armour lives and dies off Steph Curry, right?
Well, and a lot of other guys. But yeah, I just don't think... I think Under Armour need a good range of casual shoes. But every brand that's trying to come up now or bring back retros, that's the biggest deficiency, is that casual shoes and aesthetically have been defined by Nike's predetermined silhouettes in their archive.
Can you see some random company coming to the forefront and...
No.
I don't.
Did it work for Filling Pieces and all these other guys?
Are they still around?
Yeah, I think Eddie still has them. I think a couple of people, but not too many.
Yeah, you stop hearing about them, don't you?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you're just really paying for an expensive Stan Smith.
Yeah.
And if I was going to go that kind of money, I would just save a bit more and buy a VisVim.
There might be something else you can buy at the end of the year, Paul. Yeah, No,
I'm not buying that. I expect to be given that.
I'll give you wholesale.
Yeah. What?
Fuck that. All right, man. Thanks for coming over.
All right.
Bye.